Lots of German cities have made changes to reduce noise. Cars have to drive less than 20 miles per hour in many residential areas. Public transportation runs quietly. Walls are built along noisy roads to protect residents from the sound of passing cars and trucks. And the thinking is that noise is a big concern for people and that it can make us sick. In many cities, though, residents have to take up a fight to enjoy peace and quiet. That happened recently in Phoenix, Arizona, when changing airplane flight paths created a serious nuisance for residents. Jay McAuliffe reports.
I'm sitting with Jerry and Marge McHugh in their dining room, and it quickly becomes clear the noises I'm asking them about are distracting.
The word I would use is it's haunting. You just know this thing is going to come again and again. And then there'll be a period when it's off and you go, it stopped. I mean, you're aware, it's a relief. I can hear it now.
In this brief time that you've been talking, 8 planes have gone over.
She sits there counting each and every one. For the McHughs, this all started in 2014. That's when the Federal Aviation Administration changed flight paths at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. The FAA says the paths are shorter. They save more fuel and increase safety. And they've been rolling out changes like these around the country. It was 2014 when many downtown Phoenix residents started hearing planes soaring over their neighborhoods for the first time, and they were not happy.
So sometimes it's late at night, they'll go for hours. I guess some people do sleep, and we do eventually, but it's waiting for that thing to stop is what's annoying, that it's just happening too often, too frequently.
Residents filed thousands of noise complaints with the City and Aviation Administration in the last 3 years. They say the combined sound of all those planes flying overhead, one after the other, is more than just a nuisance.
There's some pretty strong links to health outcomes.
Joan Casey is a public health researcher at the University of California at Berkeley. She studies noise pollution. Noise pollution is what happens when sounds become annoying to the point of actual harm.
Things that are pretty obvious, like inability to focus, disturbed sleep. But then in the longer term, with chronic noise exposure, it can lead to things like cardiovascular disease and hypertension.
For something to be noise pollution, it doesn't need to be super loud. The airplanes above the McHugh's neighborhood aren't loud enough to physically damage your ears. Instead, it's the constant drum of the noise that makes it a problem. It's why Jerry calls the sound haunting. In a neighborhood only a few blocks south, things are even louder. Steve Dreisesen can hear the airplanes overhead and the freeway next door.
So we are currently at the top of a pedestrian bridge that goes over Interstate 10 and connects my neighborhood, FQ Story, the north side to the south side. We can walk down this way and you'll probably hear a little difference in the noise background.
We walk behind a wall that's about 10 feet high. It was built to help muffle some of the traffic noise that bleeds into the neighborhood. In some areas, the walls weren't high enough to block the sound, so Steve lobbied the city to build some new ones.
And it became a collaboration as we worked through the issues to understand what was the noise, did it reach the thresholds of impact on quality of life, and how could we actually demonstrate that?
He decided to record a video of the freeway from his backyard, and pictured in the corner of the screen, he added an instrument that measures volume levels. He brought that video to a local government meeting and then worked with some city staffers to play the audio exactly as loud as it was in real life.
So if the sound meter reading that you saw on screen said 65 decibels, the sound in the room was 65 decibels.
And as trucks drove by, the volume in the room more than doubled.
I didn't have to say a word afterwards. They got it. I invited them to my neighborhood, and they experienced what it was like to live there morning, noon, and night.
So sound barriers can help, and there are other steps cities can take to reduce noise and make life more comfortable. Many freeways are now paved with rubberized asphalt, a material that helps lower the sound of tires rolling on pavement. Eventually, Phoenix built those higher sound walls around Steve Dreisesen's neighborhood. Of course, you can't really build sound walls to box in an airplane. Some Phoenix residents started soundproofing their houses, but that can be expensive, and many people just wanted the flight paths to change. So Jerry McHugh says the neighborhoods went to the courts.
When the city learned of all of this, they were concerned, and they filed a lawsuit. The neighbors got together and filed a lawsuit.
In Phoenix, the neighbors won their case. Starting in April, the FAA will create another new round of flight paths for the airport. The government says the new paths will be created with the help of the local residents, and the neighbors hope that will help turn down the volume. For The Pulse, I'm Jay McAuliffe.